For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Phil Smith of the Drug War Chronicle with this week's Corrupt Cop Stories for the Drug Truth Network. Actually, this week I'll be focusing on dope-dealing prison guards. When people ask about how drugs get into prisons, here's the answer. And you get this kind of scorecard just about every week. In Onslow County, North Carolina, a new Hanover County jail guard was arrested December 7th when he was caught with 2 pounds of cocaine. Thurston Miles, age 33, went down after a two-month investigation by the State Bureau of Investigation, the Onslow County Sheriff's Office, and the New Hanover County Sheriff's Office. He now faces cocaine distribution charges and was last reported sitting in jail under a $500,000 secured bond. In Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, an Oklahoma County jail guard has been arrested for smuggling marijuana and other contraband into the jail. County Detention Officer Eddie Daniels was busted with a quarter pound of pot and 3.5 pounds of tobacco when he reported for work at the jail. Officials also turned up a half pound of pot in a jail they said was linked to Daniels' arrest. Investigators said they believed he had made $5,000 working with an inmate to bring contraband into the jail. The inmate also faces drug and contraband charges. No word yet on the formal charges Daniels faces. And in Linton, Indiana, a Wabash Valley Correctional Facility officer was arrested December 8th and charged with financing the delivery of methamphetamine. Officer Dustin Ledoon, age 24, was being held without bond. He was arrested after making a deal to sell an 8-ball, that's 3.5 grams, of meth in a Walmart parking lot, but Linton police said they had been investigating him for several months. Correctional facility officials said Ledoon has been suspended pending the outcome of his trial. And last but not least, in Hutchinson, Kansas, a prison contract worker was sentenced to 15 months in prison for selling meth to prisoners. Joseph Delancey, who worked for the Aramark Services at the Hutchinson Correctional Facility, had pleaded guilty to trafficking in contraband in a correctional facility, possession of methamphetamine with intent to sell, and unlawfully arranging a drug sale by a commercial device. He could have received almost 5 years in prison, but Judge Tim Chambers was apparently moved by his contention that he fell into drug use after the death of his 4-year-old son. As always, there are more corrupt cop stories, including actual police officers, this week. Check them out online at www.stopthedrugwar.org.
Yep, they bribe those guards to bring the drugs into the prison. But here's a recent story from the Houston Chronicle. Culture of bribery taking root in South Texas. The bribe has long been a shortcut to wealth and power along the Texas-Mexico border, but these days it's not just politicians lining their pockets or crooked lawmen taking bags of cash to overlook drug loads. The culture of bribery is quietly seeping into new realms of government, from school districts to municipal courts. According to Jerry Thompson, a history professor at Texas A&M University, quote, "What scares me is that this drug corruption is going to corrupt the judicial system," end quote. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.